Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. Voters across Illinois are casting ballots for the 2026 primary elections today. That includes races to replace retiring U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. On the Democratic side, the contest has largely centered on three familiar names: Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton, U.S. House Representative Robin Kelly, and Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy. On the Republican side, the contenders include former state Republican Party Chair Don Tracy, attorney Jeannie Evans, and businessman Casey Chelbeck. The Republican primary election for Illinois' 17th congressional district also will determine who takes on incumbent Moline Democrat Eric Sorensen, who's running unopposed. Polls close at 7 tonight. In Iowa, five Republicans and one Democrat have submitted enough signatures to get on the ballot for the governor's race this year. The Iowa Secretary of State's office released the final list of candidates on Monday. Eddie Andrews, Randy Feenstra, Zach Lane, Brad Sherman, and Adam Steen are set to appear on the Republican primary ballot. Rob Sand is the only candidate who will be listed on the Democratic primary ballot. Democrat Julie Stouch submitted paperwork last week to get on the ballot, but election officials determined she did not have enough signatures to qualify. A proposed tax increase on HMO health insurance plans is advancing in the Iowa House and Senate. Iowa Public Radio's Katerina Sostarek reports.
Governor Kim Reynolds has proposed temporarily changing the tax on HMOs from a little over 0.9% to 3.5%. The state would use that revenue to help fill a Medicaid budget gap. Republican Representative Gary Moore of Bettendorf says it's only fair to raise taxes on insurance companies.
Why should the taxpayers of Iowa have to fund the full freight of the $600 million shortfall when insurance companies make profits at this and they ought to be at the table making a contribution to this as well?
Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee opposed the bill, saying the tax hike would get passed on to Iowans in the form of higher health insurance costs. They say lawmakers should try to make health care more affordable instead. I'm Katerina Sostarek, IPR News.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is co-leading a coalition of 16 attorneys general in a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The department last year threatened to defund fair housing programs in Illinois and other states unless they stop enforcing guidelines aimed at preventing housing discrimination.
These actions are part of a broader, ongoing pattern by this administration to subvert the legal protections our country has put in place to combat discrimination and to tear down the hard-fought progress we have made for civil rights.
The lawsuit alleges that the department's actions are unconstitutional and could make it more expensive for states to enforce fair housing laws. Farm bankruptcy filings continue to tally up in the central U.S. as Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports. They're the latest sign of a struggling ag economy.
Farm bankruptcy filings are typically a lagging indicator of farmers' financial distress. Bankruptcy filings last year were higher than in 2024, but they remain relatively low compared to the previous decade. Nate Kaufman, an economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City, says that's partly due to a strong livestock economy, which has helped offset losses from crops.
Prices have been very high for cattle. So for those operations that have cattle available to sell, profit margins have been quite exceptional.
Still, with input costs for many farmers ballooning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture estimates farm sector debt will grow to over $600 billion this year. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
In Congress, a bipartisan coalition is working to eliminate liability protections for online platforms accused of profiting from the exploitation of children. Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin is co-sponsoring a bill that would repeal Section 230 of the 1996 Communications Decency Act. The Democrat says tech companies should bear more responsibility for harmful online content.
Now it should be treated like every other business in America. If they knowingly, recklessly continue to publish these images at the expense of children, they ought to pay a price in court.
Some opponents claim the removal would stop the free flow of information over fears of lawsuits, with some smaller internet providers closing entirely due to financial cost. This is WVIK News.